This is the Composer's Datebook for December 31st. I'm John Burge. These days, musical piracy can mean anything from illegal downloads to bootleg CDs. But back in 1878, the smash success of the Gilbert and Sullivan operetta HMS Pinafore resulted in a flurry of unauthorized pirate productions in the United States. The two resourceful Englishmen decided the best way to put a stop to it was to premiere their next collaboration in New York, thereby establishing its copyright under American law.
When I can tell at sight a mouse a rifle from a javelin, when such affairs of sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat.
And so, on today's date in 1879, it was Arthur Sullivan himself who conducted the pit orchestra of the Fifth Avenue Theater in Manhattan for the first full performance of their latest creation, entitled, perhaps not coincidentally, The Pirates of Penzance. The New York Times review was glowing in its praise, and while it did point out that the new work was strikingly similar to Pinafore, the Times opined, there is genuine musical merit in several of the numbers, and A Chorus of Policemen was the most musically humorous number of the evening and provoked more amusement than anything else. In response to repeated calls, the author and composer appeared before the curtain and bowed their acknowledgments. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.